Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, wrapping up your daily financial services news from across Australia on this Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. Let's delve into what's making headlines. The Australian government has laid out substantial fiscal changes necessary in the face of expanding public debt, projected to peak by mid-2026. Treasurer Jim Chalmers assures that we're looking at an $80 billion saving in interest payments over the next 10 years. An important part of the upcoming budget is a provision for superannuation contributions to be tied with government-paid parental leave, starting July 1, 2025, a leap targeted towards providing economic support during parenting breaks. We can expect this initiative to use over $600 million annually after 4 years. The federal budget prioritizes long-term family support, education, and population growth concerns. Sticking with fiscal matters, Chalmers anticipates a downtrend in inflation, hoping for interest rate cuts by the closure of this year. These actions aim to provide economic relief and boost consumer and business confidence. Moving on, an Australian tourist secures compensation against Lloyd's Insurance for a massive $195,223 air ambulance claim from Bangkok. The individual, a 74-year-old traveler, suffered from necrotizing pancreatitis and heart failure in Thailand. He was air evacuated to Australia for further medical attention. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA for short, has ruled in the traveler's favor, dismissing cost-saving arguments and ordering Lloyd's to pay the full claim amount. This affirms the significance of protecting insurance policyholders during emergency situations. To superannuation now, our country's top judges voiced their apprehensions over the Federal Treasury's suggested superannuation tax cap of $3 million. They warn of a probable constitutional challenge. Chief Justices Will Alstergren and Deborah Mortimer argue that this policy could disrupt the clear demarcation between judges and public servants. This, they believe, could have repercussions on judicial independence. While the current judges are exempt from immediate alterations, their concern lies for the future judicial recruitment and public faith in the unbiased judiciary. As we wrap up the day, the government's financial strategies show a commitment to family support with an eye to the future of our superannuation. In the realm of personal insurance, the recent judgment exhibits a strengthened commitment to policyholder protection. Remember, balanced financial planning can provide you stability throughout your life. For further financial advice or services, feel free to visit us on financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, this is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap. Stay informed, stay confident. Catch you again tomorrow.